Coming up on this episode of the MD and Chef Team Show.
Is your boat turned towards the past and all the mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And all your failures and all your doubts.
Yes.
And all your low self-esteem and your low confidence. And are you listening to those words, that inner critic that says, you cannot do this again. You've tried so many times. Just give up.
Yes. Yes.
Is that where your boat is turned?
Right.
And I ask you, listeners, is that where your boat is turned?
Welcome to the show from the MD and Chef Team. I'm Dr. Isabel, medical doctor here at the MD and Chef Team. And who are you?
And I'm Chef Michael, culinary nutrition expert. I'm the chef part of the team.
And what are we going to talk about, babe? Now, I can say that because he's my husband.
Yes. Well, then we'll be talking about marriage, relationships, parenting, intimacy.
Ooh.
We'll talk about mindsets of success, overcoming depression, anxiety. I'll be getting into functional nutrition, recipes and tips from the kitchen. And we're going to both get into how to live a long, healthy, vibrant life.
Yes, I love it. Our mission is to help you prevent and reverse disease and give you hope in the process. Oh yeah. We like to have fun too. So let's get on with the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the MD and Chef Team Show. Chef Michael here, your culinary nutrition expert, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, your Dr. Isabel, doctor on a mission. Hello, my dear.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, funny seeing you here today.
Yeah.
So today in this episode, we're going to be talking about, are you turned the right way? Yes.
I wonder what that's all about.
Are you turned the right way? Well, this brings me back to a picture I saw once in a business office. And the picture was lovely beach scene. And on the beach was just a small boat, like a canoe. But next to it on the sand, on the beach, was laying the oars. And it looked like it was low tide. There's the boat up on the beach, oars on the side, and it's just sitting there. Kind of sad. I mean, boats must meant to be out in the water.
That's right.
Doing things, going places. And so right now, you may be in a point of life where you feel like that boat, you know, even your oars are sitting on the side, you know, things that you're trying to do, things you're trying to accomplish, work you've been going after, jobs you've been pursuing, relationship you've been in, all these things in life. The oars are just sitting on the side. You're up sitting stranded on the beach. The tide's out and it all doesn't look very good. So the question then is, are you turned the right way? Because one thing I want you to understand is, guess what? The tide always comes back in.
That's right.
Tides ebb and flow. They go out. They come back in. For that boat, the tide's going to come back in, be able to get back in the boat, get the oars on the boat and start going out into the water and getting some good action, get the boat where it's supposed to be, conquering the world on the water. And that's the same for us. And we know this personally where, you know, whether it's relationships, finances, family issues, many different business-wise, maybe employee-wise, so many things in life that it just seems like, is it never going to end? The tide is just out. I feel so yucky, so poor. But just know, I want all our listeners and viewers to know, the tide does come back in.
Yes. And you know what? Maybe that's just your season right now. Maybe you do need to be washed up on the beach to get some vitamin D sunshine, you know, to just rest, to just have a time to think, because there's a time for everything. And what we've come to understand is that's an okay place to be and not to beat yourself up. If you need to dry yourself off from the storm that you just came in from the ocean, well, then that's okay. That's a good place. Allow yourself space to do that. Don't say, oh, I got to get back out there when you're not rested, when you're not refreshed when you haven't had the time to take better care of yourself. So I always encourage people that if you are washed up on the beach and you're not out at sea, it's because that's supposed to be where you're supposed to be. And just remember that that's not going to be your resting place. That's not where you're meant to be for the rest of your life. However, it's a good place to heal and to allow yourself to heal and to have hope that things will get better. Why? Because all tides do turn. And when it's time, you'll get back on that tide and go back out to sea. So we've got to ask, and you're going to talk about this, is which way is your boat turned?
Yeah. Which way have you turned now when the tide does return? Because it kind of goes to the feeling that, okay, this has been a really rough season. I've been stranded on the beach. My oars are laying way over here. I'm sunburnt. I'm thirsty. It's not good. And now the tide's coming in. And am I actually prepared now for the tide to come in? Beautiful, calm weather. It's excellent conditions now to do what I want to do in life. And in this situation, it's get in the boat, get the oars going, have a jug of water in there with you. Had plenty, good hat on, sunscreen, partly cloudy skies, no wind, and it's going to be a beautiful day on the water, and it's all set up for you. And are you just like, I don't even want to go in the water. I'm just sick of this. I don't want to even go. How is your boat turned when the tide comes in?
Right. Is your boat turned towards the past and all the mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And all your failures and all your doubts.
Yes.
And all your low self-esteem and your low confidence. And are you listening to those words, that inner critic that says, you cannot do this again. You've tried so many times. Just give up.
Yes. Yes.
Is that where your boat is turned?
Right.
And I ask you, listeners, is that where your boat is turned?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or is it turned towards the ocean?
Yeah. The new opportunities in front of you.
Right. Where you go out to sea with your new wisdom.
Yes.
You know, like, are you there? You've got to make that decision. Because if you turn your boat towards your past, you'll never go back out.
Yeah.
Because you won't have the confidence. You'll just keep on beating yourself up. Like, oh, nah, this is just the way my life's going to be. How many people do we know, babe, you and I, that we work with, that just say those words out of their mouth?
Just the way it is, just the way it's going to be.
Doesn't have to be that way.
How would you like to feel a sense of clarity, focus, and mental sharpness that enables you to tackle any challenge with ease? Can you envision experiencing a better memory and recall, allowing you to easily remember important details, names, and events? What could you accomplish if your mental energy is always high, allowing you to stay alert and productive throughout the day without feeling mentally fatigued or foggy? How great would it feel when you experience better quality sleep, allowing your brain to rest and recharge, leading to increased productivity and creativity? Imagine feeling a sense of calmness and control, allowing you to manage stress and anxiety with ease, giving you the confidence to handle any situation. Be honest with yourself. When was the last time you experienced an overall sense of well-being and satisfaction? You see, your brain health positively impacts all areas of your life, from work to relationships and personal growth. Just visualize how amazing it would feel to have optimal brain health and unlock your full potential. If you want to learn more, and I know you do, then check out the link in the show notes for the Optimizing Your Brain Health community. And we look forward to seeing you there. And now, back to the rest of the show.
And the thing is, when that tide does come in and those opportunities come, Yeah. Are you turned toward them and ready to go and ready to say, yep, I'm going to step into that and go. And I'm just going to give an example here.
Sure.
I was, as you were talking, I was thinking of this. And I think I don't know. I imagine most of us had this in life where we are transitioning in jobs, or maybe we lost the job or something's happened that all of a sudden we're out of a job and we go out and we're applying for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And we might be applying and applying and applying and applying until we feel like, you know, we lose our self-confidence, we lose our self-esteem. We feel like that boat laying up on the beach and I'm laying up on the beach, the tide's out, I'm thirsty, I'm sunburned, I'm wiped out. And then all of a sudden I go back out again. I go, okay, well, let's go. I'm going to go apply for this one. This looks really good. Well, this would be amazing if I could get it. But do we walk in then on that opportunity that's now come to us? The tides come in, but do we walk into that opportunity with our head down and be like, yeah, well, we'll see what's happening. I probably won't get to this. I mean, yeah, you know, well, we know what's going to happen there. Most likely not.
Because that's the energy you're putting out.
Because we're turned away from the tide.
Right. You're not believing.
Right. Well, we're turned away from the opportunity of the tide coming in.
That's right.
Or are we going, yep, this is fantastic. This is the opportunity I've been looking for. It's been a dry season, but here it comes and I'm going to step into this. And this is, you know, what I was looking for. Here comes the tide and I'm going to get in the boat and go sailing and have an amazing day. And so that's how, you know, where is my boat turned? How am I turned? Because we're all going to have dry seasons. Every human being, we're going to have dry seasons. And as we come out of that dry season, what we're trying to get across here is that dry season will end. That tide will turn. But when the tide turns positively, opportunities come, all of a sudden things are starting to click. Where's our head at that point? Are we actually not even aware that it's happening? And it might even just go right on past us and we're still in the dry season and this amazingness just came past us. But because our attitude was so poor and the way we were thinking was so poor, that we missed it.
That's right.
And that's a real casualty of life. That's sad when that happens.
It is sad. It's very sad. And I want to give people a picture that on each shoulder, you have a voice that you're listening to. The inner cheerleader or the inner critic. The inner critic, if you've got the volume turned up to the inner critic will say, remember what you just went through? Remember all the mistakes you made? And you'll be hearing that. And the inner cheerleader, if you don't have the volume turned up to the inner cheerleader louder, then you're going to be listening to that inner critic over and over and over again. It's torture. I've done that. I've been there. I'm letting you know. You have the choice to turn down the volume of the inner critic and turn up the volume of the inner cheerleader that's for you, that wants you to succeed, and to have you turn your boat towards the tide and go in there and be hopeful and expectant that, yes, you can do this. We'll do this together. And just listening to that voice is so, it's life-changing, but you've got to realize that you've got that choice. And Michael and I both encourage you to turn up the volume of the inner cheerleader and turn off the volume. Just turn it off. Mute it. You know how to mute.
Mute
that inner critic, because that inner critic doesn't want you to succeed, right?
Yeah, especially in a dry season. Then coming out of that, that's the battle.
Look. Can I be honest with you?
Honesty? Oh, my God.
There is always a battle for who's going to have control, the highest volume, the inner critic or the inner cheerleader. That's the battle every day. But guess what? You got the power. You got control of the mute button and you got control of the volume. Just letting you know, it's an everyday event.
Yes.
Forever. Yes. Until our last breath here on Earth. So I encourage you, both Michael and I encourage you to be positive, be expectant, be bold and courageous that you can do this day after day after day. And remember, you only have the grace, the power for one day at a time.
One day at a time.
That's why we have 24-hour days, so that we can rest for 8 hours. And the other 16 hours is eat good food and think good thoughts and go out there.
Get some exercise.
And get lots of good exercise.
Yeah.
And go out there and just do what you have chosen to do with the image that you've placed in your brain.
Yes.
And that's only from experience.
So a quick recap on today's episode. Are you turned the right way? Understanding that if your boat is stranded on the beach, the tide's out, the oars or even the motor just laying next to it, you're sunburned, you got no water. It's a very, very dry season. Tide will return. Great times will return, but the thought process is now when they return, where are you turned? Mm-hmm. Are you turned away from the opportunities, the tide coming in, or are you prepared to say, yep, I was waiting for this time. Now let's go. And that's the key is where are you turned when that dry season ends, when the tide comes back in, where are you going to be turned?
It's your choice.
Yes.
It's everybody's choice.
Thank you for joining us today on the MD and Chef Team Show. It's a pleasure having you here. We love having the opportunity to share with you. Hopefully this made a difference in your life. And if you loved it, please share it out with anybody who you love, who you feel it may make a difference in their lives. Thanks for joining us today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bless you.
Hello, Chef Michael here. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you subscribe to the podcast and left us a review.